I'm Jared Yost from the Omega FFA chapter in Oklahoma.
Jared, tell me about your particular proficiency award. You're one of 11 Oklahoma FFA members that won national proficiency awards today. What's your category?
Grain production entrepreneurship.
Tell me a little bit about your grain production farm situation.
Well, I started with 9 acres when I was 10 for the Oklahoma 4-H and FFA wheat show. And since then, I have grown to 300 acres of wheat variety.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, what are you actually producing now? What are you trying to accomplish on your wheat operation?
I'm trying to get 50 bushels of wheat at least, and that's for my goal every year. We plant Fuller, Bullet, and Duster recently.
Okay, now as you've gone with these newer varieties, you're going primarily for a grain production operation, obviously.
To a certain extent, yes, but we use wheat pasture too, so it does help for an early growing, for the wheat to grow very fast, so we can have the wheat pasture for these calves.
So you are trying to do a dual purpose then, on a lot of the acres.
Yeah, such as a form of double crop for us.
Right. As you think about your wheat operation, what skills, what things have you been able to, actually implement on your wheat operation that you were able to talk to the judges about this week here in Indianapolis?
Certain record keeping, you can go along with it, documentation, mechanic skills, and, well, since I'm an agronomist, it's really big in agronomy. So,
okay. You know, as we think about wheat production, a lot of folks are very concerned that the varieties we have, while they have been, of course, developed by our universities and are good, they're not obviously genetically modified in any case, so we've got weed problems, we've got some disease problems as well. Is there a future in the wheat business?
Yes, there will be, and it will always be. I mean, since, like they said, they want to get 100 bushels of wheat. That's their goal in OSU. So,
of course, La Mega is a big wheat area of the state, most certainly.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, as you think about your future, do you want to maybe come back to the farm after school? What are your plans?
Right now I'm at Southwestern University in Weatherford. I continue for one more year, and then I have to land a transfer to OSU for the agronomy department over there, and then hopefully go from there to a certain business or be on my own for agronomy, and then I hope to be later on come back to the farm and farm for a while.
But you're looking at a career in agriculture, it sounds like.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's FFA done for you?
Oh, about everything for me, I can imagine. Talking interviews like this, meeting people, getting more involved, and trying to lead where I can be more successful in life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.